Please like, share and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzi OG just making a video about an Israeli that got busted for child sex trafficking. Let's get this party started, shall we? Yes, this is not going on YouTube because YouTube is a fucking homosexual place. So this is going to go on other things because I'm going to be talking shit about Jews. Especially this guy right here, so yeah. Yes, breaking. Interpol have arrested Yoral Adler, a 35-year-old Israeli who is a member of Lev Taor, the world's largest sex trafficking ring. Over 160 children have been rescued from this Jewish pedophile ring. You might want to ask yourself why this story is buried. I know why, because Jews! That's why. Apparently this dude's been going in Mexico and Guatemala, going molesting children. Awesome. I guess he uses fucking beak to penetrate these kids, right? Right? Yes, guess what? YouTube doesn't want you to talk about this. That's why this is not going on YouTube, so womp womp. Yes, this is the dude, Yoel Adler. I don't know if I pronounced it right. I really don't care. He's 35 years old, and he's from Israel. He's the one touching kitties. Not cats, but chitlins. Children. Kids. Whatever you want to call them. That's what this guy was doing. Yes, let's go watch the clip of him getting arrested. Let's bring it up, right? By the power of autism! Interpol and Guatemalan police say they arrested Yoel Adler, a 35-year-old Israeli national, after is wanted on human trafficking charges in Mexico. A senior member of an Orthodox Jewish sect wanted for alleged human trafficking has been arrested by Interpol agents in Guatemala. I know according to Jewish people, they don't care about these children because they're goyim, and goyim, according to them, are not humans. So you and I are not human to these people, so yeah, that's why they could do this kind of stuff. Shocker! Yes, great stuff, right? Oh, anywho. Other members of the Lev Tahor sect are accused of sexual abuse of children in Central America, and in 2021, members of the Jewish group were convicted of trying to kidnap a 14-year-old girl who was in an arranged marriage with an adult man in the group. Oh wow, nice stuff. Interpol and Guatemalan police said they arrested Yoel Adler, a 35-year-old Israeli national. Adler is wanted on human trafficking charges in Mexico. So yeah, this guy was being a pervert, so he was caught in Guatemala and he was wanted in Mexico. But because these people are nothing but Mexicans or whatever, you know, to in their eyes, they didn't see them as humans. So they don't care and they did what they did. And I'm assuming it means December of 2024, Guatemalan police took custody of 160 kids after it raided a Lev Taor farm, alleging sexual and other abuse. Yes, fun times in this crazy-ass farm, right? Like Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others, right? Members of the sect have sought to get the kids back and have denied wrongdoing. Oh, sure. That's fine, right? That's bullshit. This is a crazy-ass religious sect, right? It's called Lev Tahor. And according to this, it's an ultra-Orthodox Jewish sect. It requires women and girls to cover in black and also has arranged marriages. Nice. Yeah, supposedly this guy is the head member of the Jewish child sex leader of Lev Tahor. He was captured by agents and is wanted for extradition by Mexican authorities, accused of crimes including human trafficking, and child rape. So yeah, I guess this guy was the big boss of this place, so yeah, fun times, right? Well, in case you didn't know, the Mexican president is that Claudia Sheinbaum. She's a Jew too, so will this guy get a fair shake over there? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But people need to stop eating Jewish semen, in my opinion. It must taste good for them, right?
Well, it seems to me that some of these people need to like take a good look in the mirror and see what they see. It's not very good, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid bird, right? Well, in case you don't know, I don't suck Jewish dick. and you could do whatever you want with this information. I just put it out here, right? It's Ganzuji saying goodbye, farewell, and take care. Bye-bye.
Those with loser mindset will always lose. Those with winner mindset will always win. Mindset.
FYI, Israel is not our greatest ally. Just saying.